Good morning and welcome to the April 18th, 2023, Suscano County Council meeting. We're back from our two-week vacation. First reading of the approved agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Then motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of March 28th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have a letter from the Greater Lewis Foundation thanking the council for the generous gift of $2,500 for the Beach Bay Association Fund. And that is all.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Move to public comments. Now is the time the public can speak to us up to 3 minutes about anything you think the council has some concern and interest in. And we have two people signed up. Janet? Yeah.
How are you?
Good morning.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Letty Gavel.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Council, Mr. Lawson, Mr. Moore. Thank you for having Todd Lawson identify language that needs to be changed in the county code and the comp plan, specifically the cluster subdivision, to preserve our beautiful county. Sussex County developers have taken the language and run wild with it. Preserving Sussex County will be your legacy. But I'm here to talk about bullying. Bullying is meant to intimidate and demean another person. Bullying is aggressive behavior. Bullies make a person feel powerless and helpless. Bullying involves a power imbalance. Bullying is humiliating, bullying is threatening, bullying is shouting. I have attended several planning and zoning meetings, and I have spoken at several. I've felt bullied by Chairman Bob Wheatley. I've seen Chairman Wheatley bully other residents as well, including my 75-plus-year-old neighbor, who may not have been comfortable speaking in public as I am. This must stop. We residents are not to be censored by Mr. Wheatley's angry outbursts. We Sussex County residents are attending planning and zoning meetings and hearings to give our expertise and our opinions. Mr. Wheatley needs to be replaced, or he needs to tone it down. He is not to censor our public opinion at a public hearing. Plus, the fact that Mr. Wheatley is a real estate agent is a conflict of interest. Whose interests does he have? The people of Sussex County? Is that why he's censoring the public when we speak? Or the developers? I have other comments to say about Mr. Wheatley, but I'm not going to do it in a public forum. I'm going to email the council today with what I think is the problem with Mr. Wheatley. Thank you for your time. I hope you take my thoughts into consideration. I have tough skin, so I can handle it, but some people feel censored and hurt by his angry outbursts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Margaret Hurt. Margaret Hurt. Come on down, please. Give us your name. Give us your address.
Good morning. My name's Margaret Hurt. I want to talk to you about the lesser builders coming today. My property borders that
Mr.
property.
President.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
This is about a hearing we have this afternoon.
Oh, I don't know when it is.
Is that the afternoon hearing?
Yes, it is.
It's the afternoon hearings. We can't talk about that now until we have the hearing. It's at 1:30.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Please come back.
I will.
Please come back.
It works.
Aubrey, do you check online, please?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Okay. We will close public comment. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Today, we have a proclamation to present regarding the Fair Housing Month. I have a proclamation I'd like to read, and we'll have a presentation afterwards. A proclamation proclaiming the month of April as Fair Housing Month in Sussex County, whereas April 2023 marks the 55th anniversary of the passage of the U.S. Fair Housing Law, Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1968 as amended, which enunciates a national policy of fair housing without regard to race, color, religion, national origin, sex, familial status, or handicap, and encourages fair housing opportunities for all citizens. Delaware's Fair Housing Act further prevents discrimination based upon creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, and source of income. Whereas the Sussex County Council and the Sussex County Association of Realtors are committed to highlight the Fair Housing Law, the Delaware Fair Housing Act, by continuing to address discrimination in our community to affirmatively further fair housing to support programs that will educate the public about the right to equal housing opportunities and to plan partnership efforts with other organizations to help assure every American of their right to fair housing. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims April 2023 as Fair Housing Month, beginning a year-long commemoration of the U.S. Fair Housing Law in Sussex County, and urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this celebration throughout the year. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President of County Council. Mr. Vincent, we are joined today by the Sussex County Association of Realtors and members of our Community Development and Housing Department, Taisha and Brandy. Folks would like to come forward for a presentation. Thank you for being here.
You can hold this. Step here in the middle. Here. There we go. Chip, is it okay, Chip? Oh, look, look. This way. We're going to stop.
Are we good?
Okay. Trying to get you centered.
We're centered already. Right.
Ready? One, two, three. One, two, three.
Now then, here we go. Here comes a real photographer.
I know. Okay.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We're going to lose that thing. Thank you.
Thank you. County Administrator's report for April 18, 2023, item 1. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have reached substantial completion. Cardinal Grove Phase 1, effective March 23rd. Osprey Phase 6A, effective March 29th. Headwater Cove Phase 3, effective March 30th. Plover Point, FKA Oak Landing Phase 1, effective April 3rd. Bayless Estates Phase 2, effective April 3rd. And Sherwin-Williams, effective April 12th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's only 10:09. Okay, that's memoirs. Come right on down there.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members. We have the Joy Beach project for us, and that is phase one of the Joy Beach expansion. You may recall that includes the Joy Beach proper and the Waterview, Councilman Hudson, help me out, what's the road fee? I think it's Waterview, the road going into Joy Beach. So all the properties from Canberra Arrowhead Road further east. Okay. There's another piece, an expansion piece, which includes the mobile home parks and the small communities immediately to the north of the entrance road. That is currently under design and will be brought forward once we have the sufficient funding for that in place. So that's sort of the background. I gave you the funding picture, which is the first couple of paragraphs, the engineering design, engineering design background, which you approved, and then the advertisement and bid procurement approach, as well as the bid summary. You see that in your tabulation. It's very competitive. It's an expensive project, but much needed, as you can imagine, from Joy Beach.
Yeah.
And so we did have a debriefing meeting with the contractor based on some of the suggestions they've come back with. And so the suggestions we can support. However, this is a multi-step process, so we have to award it first and then issue a change order, both subject to concurrence by the state funding agency, SRF, sure. NRC, which I've discussed it there in support of this because we are pretty tight in the funding and it actually improves the sort of coordination with the neighbors because we don't have to rip that driveways up. So that's...
they probably appreciate that.
They probably appreciate that, right. So it does raise a risk for us in the sense that we could create some high points because right now we have no air release valve all the way between Joy Beach and Arrowhead Road. So that they are assuming all the risk on that, as you can see in the write-up.
Yeah.
So I think it's a real win-win for both parties. So we have two motions for you, okay, for your consideration. So that's a big step forward for us. This is a, many, many units here right next to the beach. The bay, I should say. The first one out. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Cusack County Engineering Department that contract S20-12 Joy Beach Sewer Expansion Phase 1 be awarded to Chesapeake Turf with a total bid of $4,758,640, contingent upon DNRC concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yet motion carry. Next, sir.
Thank you. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number 1 for contract S20-12 Joy Beach Sewer Expansion to be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $63,250 for a new contract total of $6,695,390.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'm going to get motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. I did get a phone call on it. And the other question, and which, yes, I contacted you, and when is it going to get started?
We expect to get the DNRC concurrence fairly quickly because I already discussed it with them. So I think we can have a pre-construction meeting within 4 to 5 weeks.
Great.
And then the start, Councilwoman, is depending on the contractor. But we can get it put in the pipeline, and they will normally let us know when they'd like to have a notice to proceed issued. But we will get it started within 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Thank
you. Thank you, sir. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's one grant request. It's from First State Community Action Agency. They're requesting $2,500 for their 8th annual It's a Party Youth fundraising event. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,000 from the Countywide Youth Program. Mr. Riley placed on the agenda, and again, it pertains to youth, so that program exists today.
Mr. Riley?
I would move to grant $1,000 if we can do it from the county youth program.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 from the countywide youth grant to the First State Community Action Agency for their 8th annual It's a Party miniature golf tournament to support their youth groups. Questions on the motion? Thank you. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
We have motion carried. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinance introduction.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have one. It's in your district, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 23.58 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Thank you.
We're growing lots of solar farms in western Sussex.
We are.
Now it's time for public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now it's time and place for a public hearing. We're going to have two public hearings, and both of them will follow the same rules and procedures. Mr. Ashman will give a presentation on each matter. After he gives a presentation, County Council will have an opportunity to ask him any questions. After that, it will be opened up for any member of the public that would like to comment. Then both in person and listening remotely. After that, the hearing will be closed and the council may act. The first one is the American Storage annexation into the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Long Neck area. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. County Council granted permission to post notices for this public hearing on February 28th of 2023. It's for an expansion of the Long Neck area, the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. The engineering department received a request from Pannoni Associates on behalf of their client, American Storage of Delaware LLC, owners and developers of parcel 234-29-49.02, 49.03, and 50.00. These are on Route 24 near Autumn Road intersection. The project consists of 140 residential apartments and three-story self-storage buildings. The project has P&amp;Z conditional use approval. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,600 per EDU based on current rates. And the project was advertised on the weeks of April 5th and April 12th. Parcel was posted on March 23rd, and to date, we've had no correspondence in support or opposition to this.
Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public here today that would like to speak in regards to this matter? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak on this? Seeing none, is operator, is there anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Read your resolution, please, short title.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 234-29-49.02, 49.03, and 50.00. On the west side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, parcels are located in the Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, and recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, next matter, Mr. President, is the Mulberry Knoll Store annexation into Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. Again, this one was granted permission to post for the public hearing on February 28th of 2023. This is for expansion of the West Rehoboth area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Engineering Department received a request from David Bowen and Fidel Incorporated on behalf of their client, V&amp;M LLC, owners and developers of the project at the corner of Route 24 and Mulberry Knoll Road. Project is proposed to consist of convenience store and office building. Project has P&amp;Z conditional use approval. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,600 per EDU based on current rates. And the project was advertised on the weeks of April 5th and April 12th. Parcel posted on March 23rd. To date, we have had one letter of inquiry as to how new development is able to get sewer and water, and their existing parcels are not yet served. We emailed back explaining our process of gathering interest prior to annexing parcels, advising them they have neighbors contact the department, and we could look at a possible project to serve those parcels. They're on the north side of 24, also along Mulberry Knoll Road. They had previously been provided an option to obtain sewer by the installation of a grinder pump and force main if they needed more immediate connection. Other than that letter, we have had no other correspondence in support or opposition to this expansion.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in regards to this proposed annexation? Anyone here today? Seeing none, operator, can you see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time, we close the public hearing in this matter, and if council desires, close public hearing.
Close public record. We'll close public hearing first.
Yes.
And then, close public record, okay with council. Okay, read your resolution, please.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include eight parcels on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway. The parcels are located in the Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mrs. Green.
I'd like to make a comment. On April 1st, Sussex County unfortunately was hit with a tornado. It was hit the second councilmatic district, which was my district. There was a loss of life. Happened to be a first cousin of mine. The whole home, all the buildings and all collapsed when it hit there. There was a lot of other families that were displaced or homes destroyed. There was a lot of devastation. We had great response, our first responders, our team here at the county, the state, and neighbors helping neighbors. We saw that evident first thing Sunday morning. Neighbors were there with equipment. There was a lot of debris and helping. So we really want to thank everyone for all their efforts and part. And it's going to be an ongoing extended period of time to fix everything, and a lot of money and everything is going to be involved, but we do want to thank everyone for helping us.
Thank you. Councilmember comments? I will say one thing before we go to executive session. I got invited to something I'd never been to before in my life a couple weeks ago, and I went to the celebration of 36 residents of Sussex County becoming U.S. citizens, and got asked to speak, and it was I enjoyed it. And when you understand, which I did not know all this stuff, but some of these people have worked 8 years to become a U.S. citizen. Think about that. How dedicated you are to want to be a citizen of this country, to spend 8 years of your life working towards that. It was quite moving, to tell you the truth. It was a very good event. Had it Dell Tech. I guess they stopped them because of COVID and that kind of thing. I think La Esperanza is who sponsored it. But it was a good event. A good event. I enjoyed that. Entertained a motion to an executive session for land acquisition and pending potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be for an executive session downstairs.
Please.
Mr. Hudson?